All right. Look, in this episode, I want to talk with you about how you get yourself prepared to create content and train yourself to make the content creation process easy on you. And I call this concept a content faucet or a content fountain.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. So look, this is a topic that I train my clients on when I'm doing one-on-one training for people that want to take their content to the next level and grow their business and their brand and sell remotely and do all that really amazing stuff that you can do with video. But you got to have time, right? You got to have time to be able to carve out, to come up with your ideas and know how to put those ideas in a place where you can put them to use. So while I'm telling you this, I just know that I've gone through this myself and I've struggled, but I've got the solution for you. But before I get into the solution, hey, let's have a little moment of real life with Todd Hartley, okay? So as I'm recording this, you should know that I slept in this morning, which is something that the Hartleys do not do. We are normally up at about 4:30 in the morning because I'm a skin cancer patient. I don't know. Instead of not doing my run, I do my run in the dark, in the desert, in the morning with my coyote friends and the javelinas. And I go on my run and I come home, but not this morning. This morning I slept in and by sleep in, I was up by 6 and lathered up nicely with sunblock. And I put my big hat on and I went on my run. And then came home and got myself situated to go to the office. I got all the way down to the office and I realized when I plugged in my computer that I only had one of my two laptops that I normally have with me at all times. And the one that was left on the couch at the house, that's the one I really needed to work on today. So I had to put myself in the car where I am right now and drive to the house. And what I did was I did a podcast episode on the way to the house. Then when I got to the house, I realized I never hit record. Wah, 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 right? This stuff happens. What I do know about this episode is because I've already done it, I guess by to myself and for myself, it is fresh on the top of my dome. And now I am back in the car headed to the office. So let me break this down for you. A lot of people get frustrated because they carve out an hour or two a week to create all their content. And in doing so, they put so much pressure on that hour or 2 hours that week that when they sit there and they expect the content faucet to turn on, what happens is there's not enough pressure, the good kind of pressure, where you've got a flow of content ideas. They're dry. So when they turn on that faucet, it just dribbles out a couple of ideas. And then the tension starts to build and the irritation and the frustration. And the next thing is this content creation stuff doesn't work. Okay, that's what people do. Instead of being a content faucet that you can turn on and turn off, if you want to create content that impacts lives, lifts up your followers, and grows a book of business for you, you've got to commit to being a content fountain. First, what does a fountain do? A fountain is consistently flowing. And when it flows, it just captures whatever comes out of the top of the spigot and then recycles it back and does it 24/7. So let me explain the fountain concept, because this is what I do. This is what works for me. Every single time I give advice, and I know you give advice throughout your day, you give golden pieces of wisdom to people you're either doing business with, you want to do business for, or somebody in your life, you've given them a tip or a trick. You got to figure out where you can capture, like the fountain captures the water, capture that information so when it's your time to create content, you've already got a list of all these different content ideas. Now, when I got started way back in the day, I was writing it down on a notepad. And then I had to rely on that notepad to be near me at all times. And I would carry it around like it was my pacifier. It was my passy or my blankie. And then when that notepad isn't around, the whole everything just breaks down. And you don't capture the golden piece of wisdom that you want to share. So here's what I do. I use an app on my phone and a correlating website on my browser. And it's called Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O. Watch my dyslexic brain go. Big step for me to spell out loud and to pull that off. T-R-E-L-L-O, Trello, let it go. And so I knock down every time I hear a piece of wisdom, I add it into my Trello app under a board of ideas called content ideas. Dun, dun, dun. And then I'll tell you, I've got easily 100 content ideas, golden wisdom that I'm providing throughout the day to clients. And I capture it and I put it in Trello because I know I can't be the faucet. Turn it on, turn it off. I don't want to be frustrated. And the only way that you can solve that and provide knowledge bombs and wisdom for people is if you allow it to flow, you capture it when it happens, and when it's your time to create content. Like when you got to drive home because you left your laptop and you're pissed off, you open up your Trello app and you know what you do? By the way, if I go right now to the bottom of my Trello, the most recent one that I added like 3 days ago, what is it titled? It's titled Content Faucet or Fountain. And the spirit moved me. The way I didn't beat myself up for being a loser and forgetting his computer at home and having to go back and waste 20 minutes going back and forth was I use this to create content to share for you so you and I can develop a deeper relationship and get next level. Want to know more about next level with me? If you want to get your business selling remotely and make that transition because we're never going back, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you. And you can access this information. You don't even have to put your name in. I haven't gated it. It is available to you so your business can develop an abundance of clients and leads and cash flow, just like my company did. And you can access that information at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. This information is the number one make or break business skill of 2021, how to sell remotely. And I am giving you some of my best secrets at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. Poosh. Hey, this fountain is continuing to flow. What about yours? Let's go.